April 3, Special Care for the Week. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18:10. Man is God's property, and angels are looking with intense interest to see how man will deal with his fellow man. When heavenly intelligences see those who claim to be the sons and daughters of God putting forth Christ-like efforts to help the erring, manifesting a tender, sympathetic spirit for the repentant and the fallen, angels press close to them and bring to their remembrance the very words that will soothe and uplift the soul. Holy angels are on the track of every one of us. We are not to despise the least of God's little ones. God has given His precious life, His personal attention, to the least of God's little ones, and angels that excel in strength encamp round about them that fear God. Then let us be upon our guard and never permit one contemptuous thought to occupy the mind in regard to one of the little ones of God. We should look after the erring with solicitude and speak encouraging words to the fallen, and fear lest by some unwise action we shall turn them away from the pitying Savior. All heaven is interested in the work of saving the lost. Angels watch with intense interest to see who will leave the 99 and go out in tempest and storm and rain into the wild desert to seek the lost sheep. The lost are all around us, perishing and sadly neglected, but they are of value to God in the purchase of the blood of Christ. By all that has given us advantage over another, be it education and refinement, nobility of character, Christian training, religious experience, we are in debt to those less favored, and so far as lies in our power, we are to minister unto them. If we are strong, we are to stay up the hands of the weak. Angels of glory that do always behold the face of the Father in heaven make such their special charge. Angels are ever present where they are most needed, with those who have the hardest battle with self to fight and whose surroundings are the most disagreeable. And in this ministry, Christ's followers will cooperate.